Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You are nothing but garbage, yeah. Nothing but garbage.
This man just came up to me. And he was like, oh, you're so beautiful. I said, thank you, I'm married. He's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, I have three kids. And he said, no, you're lying. I'm like, nope. And then he kept walking. It works.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me? That's all right.
As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this.
Guy hasn't dodged a single bullet. This guy has, like, dodged a nuclear warhead, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, man, why are you out in the streets dressed like a hoe with your hoe hoops on? Like, where's your husband at? If you're married with three kids, why are you out in the streets recording TikToks?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Oh, I get it. It was a lie. You gotta tell them you're married with three kids so they can get away from you. Look, you did that dude a favor. You really did. I hope he knows that he dodged a bullet. He wasn't trying to take you serious anyway, Mama. He was just trying to hit some skins.
You're right about that.
He decided to wait until we'd been together 7 years, until I moved across the f***ing country, left all my friends, my bands behind to support his ass.
You be aight, nigga.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
Now, of course, I have to start this off by saying no hate, no shade to that creator. But I love when I just see real life examples of what I'll be talking about on my podcast and y'all be in the comments acting like I'm the crazy one. Because when I say stuff like, you're single till you're married, ain't no ring on my finger, I can do whatever I want, y'all be in the comments like, well, how are you supposed to be chose to be a wife if you don't act like a wife? You know, while you're dating. That's y'all problems now. Y'all be too busy trying to center your lives around men. You pick up and move across the country.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why, do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do.
This is a really, really, really bad idea. Incredibly bad policy.
So you're going to take one TikTok and make that your justification for your stupid philosophy about I'm not going to act like a wife until I'm married? That is so fucking stupid. Yeah, ladies, look, don't center your life around men. It'll catch back up with you. Focus on what you want to focus on and forget men. But don't just forget men for 5-10 years. Forget men for life. Because by the time you're 35, 40, you washed up and you don't know how to be a good wife. And at that point, you probably will never learn how to be one.
You don't know that.
And anybody who tried to teach you is a damn fool.
Well, I pity the fools who do that. We're nobody's fool.
Have his kids, wipe his ass, cook his food, clean his house for him, hoping.
Yeah, that's your fucking position as a woman, is to be under a man in your second place.
The toxic masculinity. And
I swear for a goddess in heaven, it is only patriarchy.
That's the place God wanted you to be in. And the more you try to fight it, the more miserable you're going to be.
That's how you talk?
Oh, I want to be a wife so bad. Trying to be chose so bad. And then 7 years later, 10 years later, he leave you and you got shit to show for it. Because you was trying so hard to be chose. That's y'all problems now.
So ghetto.
Who hurt you?
You got a funky ass attitude. You masculine. Why would anybody want to be in the same room with you? And what's wrong with your hand? Like, these people are horrible human beings. Look, cool, don't date men. But aside from the dating sphere, the dating realm, you're a terrible person in general. I could just tell. Don't nobody want to be with you anyway. You're not going to have to worry about it. Trust me.
I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman.
What's the lowest amount of money you would suck your best friend off for?
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket.
I would also have to say it depends on the time of the day and which day you're asking.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo.
What about like a Friday night?
I can't really imagine being propositioned. I would probably be for free.
A
1,000.
1,000?
Your best friend? Is that what, was that the question?
Yeah, yeah, besties.
Who are you thinking of?
I mean, I wasn't thinking of anyone in specific.
Ho for sure.
What would you rate me 1 to 10?
Can you take your sunglasses off?
You have pretty eyes. I don't know.
I mean, this is cringe. Don't try to get ratings from women. They're disgusted when you are desperate for their validation. It's kind of cringe, bro.
I don't know.
Eight?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you an eight.
You can put the sunglasses back. You can put the sunglasses back.
Just want to watch the world burn.
It's an evil world we live in.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
What would you rate yourselves 1 to 10?
I would also go 8.
On a good day, yeah. It depends on the day you're asking me. Right now, maybe like an 8.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Because you high right now.
You don't even look like a drug addict.
Got me thinking, cat.
Right.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
What's the lowest amount of money you would sell your underwear for?
One pair? 500.
I know you play.
You've answered that one nice and quick, huh?
I like these questions.
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
Yeah, I would have to say a couple hundred.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Most of these hoes are for sale. Most of these 304s are for sale. They'll do anything for a dollar. Never expect a woman to have honor, because they'll do anything for a dollar. Bars. This says, POV, your husband don't play about you. Okay, good for you. He got you a hat, a customized hat? That's cute. Oh, no. No, brothers. Oh, lips, too? He got her face, lips, and I'm guessing her name? Jesus Christ. And these be the guys who be getting cheated on the most. The dudes with tats of their wives on their arm. Man, he gonna put something down. He gonna lay something down about you when he catch you cheating. Your husband don't play about you. Yeah, better be careful. I hope she one of the good ones. Because I got a feeling he gonna black out if he find out she not.
Ricky!
I was born with 2 vaginas. I'm currently pregnant in my right uterus, which means I have sex in my right vagina. My left one is empty. So with having 2 vaginas, I can have sex in either one and I get pregnant in either side or both at the same time.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not gonna speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Is this real? Is this a joke? I mean, are there any doctors in the comment section that can confirm or deny this condition? You know, okay, leave your jokes below about this, but keep it clean. Keep it dirty, but at the same time, keep it clean.
Take that in. Just repeat it to yourself until it makes sense. Okay.
I could actually carry 2 different guys' babies at the same time.
Evelyn was born with a rare condition known as uterus didelphys.
The best thing about having 2 is... obviously, sex is a lot more fun. I can, you know, use the dildo in one, have sex in the other. I was a sex worker for a while.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for this little one. Everybody pray for the little one. That's all I'm going to say. Just keep the little one in your prayers. They're going to have a rough life.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
The reason I like money is because it allows me to tell people to fuck off.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing for me, is not having to listen to other people's shit. Since I was a little kid, I never wanted to listen to people's shit. I think one of the best, most defining moments of my life when I told my professor to fuck myself and I left class. That was like maybe the highlight of my entire fucking life. Not fucking 10 models, not any of that shit. Telling him to get off because I had made $400,000 that month playing poker. And I was not in the mood to hear his sh. Hey, and I fucking told him that. I said, motherfucker, I made more money last week than you'll make in the next 3 years. So talk to me with some certain respect. And we had it out. Like, and I was fucking.
How many times can one person say fucking in a 30 second video? You know, this guy still got some issues he need to work on. I'm glad he made a lot of money. I'm glad he F 10 models. And I totally agree with him about not wanting to put up with, you know, people's crap. Most people are going to have to put up with people's crap for the rest of their lives. But yeah, you definitely got some inner work you need to do still, bro. I'm glad you make a lot of money, though. You still seem like you got some bitterness and hatred in your soul. And money can't fix that.
What would you do if you were 25 again? In the
streets? Okay, Grandma said if she was 25 again, she would be in the streets. I said this on a previous episode. If women never aged and their bodies stayed tight and they looked, you know, 23 forever, they would just be bitchy hoes for the rest of their life. They would never grow. They would run the streets and get pumped and dumped by Chad and Tyrone until the grave.
That's a damn shame.
Like, not all women, but most women. And a lot of times, the women who are quote-unquote wholesome, they only chose being wholesome because they weren't hot enough to be a hoe. If you know what I mean. I know what you're thinking. Well, I know some ugly hoes. I'm just saying as a general rule.
So, what do you do for work? Do you like it? Do you like it?
Hey, answer me this. Well, let me read it. It says, POV, mentally preparing myself for another first date my friends will force me to go on. You don't gotta go. You too old to be peer pressured. And ma'am, are you a ma'am? Were you born a ma'am? Is what I want to know. But by the time a woman get this jaded, and she got this type of attitude, just stop dating. You're not in the right mindset to date. It's not going to be a good experience for him or you. Just give up. Do everybody a favor.
Bingo.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.